I'm Randy White, member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, former Dallas Cowboy. I never listened to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10 years of telling it like it is, telling it to your face, hot sports opinions on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:13, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's Bob and Dan live from Phoenix. We are in for the hard line. Today is day three of an eight-day bad radio. Try to fill in as best you can from 3 to 7 and then get back to noon to 3 where you belong. Tour. It's a little wordy for a T-shirt, but we're going with it. Oh, and Sarah has decided her weekend begins now, so... Oh,
wow,
sorry.
Wow.
Oh, okay, well, I'd like to thank our AE out here who's going to hit happy hour now. You know, it's got to get started. You're a little behind, Sarah. We're out here at Fina and Carrollton. It is Rosemead and Josie, and we're having sports here. $1.31 gas, and... Well, still time to get in before the final bell at 7. A lot of the money going, 31 cents of every gallon, to the Texas Scottish Rite Hospital for Children, which is located merely 50 yards from where we work every single day, Dan. All right, we have here an audio segment of heard before audio. A lot of times we tout never heard before audio. This is heard before audio. You've heard it if you've listened to every second we've ever done. Now... You might have only heard it once.
Gribble's never heard it.
Gribble's probably never heard it, because there's one thing Gribble didn't do, and that is listen to our show before he started working here.
Hell no.
Well, you know how he decided to play this again today? Is the fact I was thinking about, well, number one, we were putting together our audio for our five-year anniversary show.
Right.
And some things fell off the table, even though we thought they were gold.
Some things didn't make the cut.
But then I was watching a documentary this weekend. It was The Fog of War. I read Entertainment Weekly every week, and they always plug the hottest documentary. And the fog, I'll hand it off to you. It's a guy who was like the Secretary of Defense during Vietnam.
Robert McNamara.
Yeah, that's his name.
Check out the big brain on Tom.
Thank you.
Well, Tom has an ear necklace. He has fought for this country.
Yeah.
So I would expect him to know that. So... Anyway, it is a fascinating documentary. He was, you know, there when they dropped the big one and all that kind of stuff.
In Vietnam?
No, previously. It was on Japan, Bob.
I was going to say, I missed that.
Wow. But he was around for
that. The documentary
that.
Was about Vietnam, is what right. I was saying.
It was about Robert McNamara.
Okay.
Just talking about, it's the fog of war, it's just that things aren't black and white. It's really, it's fascinating. It really is. And I got to thinking, we should do a...
Should come over to my side?
Documentary review. What's your side? We should kill everybody who's not white?
Just everybody that causes us any trouble.
No, I haven't come over to your side, Bob.
Okay.
Although Robert McNamara may have come more over to my side. I don't know. Anyway, that's not the point of this
He's
segment.
White. I don't think
the
not
point
white.
Is, I thought, boy, we could talk about this. This would be interesting talk. And then we never really got to it. Or we even saw the Biggie and Tupac documentary, and we never really got... around to it. And we're big fans of the documentary.
Right.
Both of us.
I will watch five documentaries for every one real movie I watch. It's just movies.
But
movies don't do it for me like documentaries do.
But to bring them to the show, I got to thinking, well, what made American movies so much better than these? In fact, I've watched six documentaries recently that are better than American movie overall when
because
you grade it all.
Because in our 5+ years together, no documentary has got the run on our show that American movie has.
And I got to thinking, you know what it's about? It's about concise, hilarious sound bites.
Right.
Kurt and Courtney is another one, which is great. I'd love to talk about Kurt and Courtney, how it seems Courtney Love may have had something to do with Kurt Cobain's death. But, again, there wasn't a concise, hilarious...
May I interject something here, if you don't mind me grabbing a Grego phrase? Kurt and Courtney and Biggie and Tupac were made by the same dude. What's
oh, really?
His name? Nick,
Brumsfeld.
The Brit?
What's his name, Tom?
Broomfield?
Yeah, I think it's Nick Broomfield. He's a Brit, and he makes documentaries, and he's very good at it. But if you watch them in the same night, he's got you convinced Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain, and he's got you convinced that Suge Knight killed Biggie Smalls. So it appears like in his documentary making that his...
Well, he might go in with an agenda.
He's trying to he's trying to rock you with the...
Conspiracy
theory. The conspiracy theory. Yeah, no doubt he would have a third shooter on the grassy knoll. So I'm just saying...
But then, to not focus on that, plenty of other documentaries out there, and we both are big fans, but they never have that moment, that this grabs me moment... That would fit on a radio show. I think that's the only reason American Movie has been so big with us.
An American Movie had many sound bites that fit on our show. You'll hear them in opens all the time. In fact, without fail, every time we run one, somebody emails in and said, where the heck did you get that? It's easy to identify sound bites from Ferris Bueller's Day Off or from our show.
Or any John Hughes film.
But occasionally, there is something from a obscure documentary, which people don't know, and they always ask, well, where'd you get that so I can go see it? Vodka Man runs, I don't want to say once a month anymore, but it runs fairly often in a bad radio open.
Can we run it now?
Oh, let's just play this tried and true gem from the movie American Movie.
One day I was partying in my basement, and I always used to get, like, pissed off inside because I would want to party really heavy and no one else would, you know. And then all of a sudden Mark came over and...
Either he had a bottle of vodka,
but anyway, we were drinking vodka, and I was so happy that I found someone who would drink vodka with me, you know. So, and then Mark would drink vodka with me all the time. I'd go over there all the time, and we'd buy a fifth of vodka, and we'd share it, you know. And
that really
made me happy.
Well, and again, that dude is not an integral part of the documentary it's from.
He's a supporting member of the documentary.
He's not even in it a lot, and the documentary is about a guy who's trying to make a film. And
despite
the documentary isn't as good as some of the other ones we've seen, but it's got this dude in it, and when you first saw it, you brought this audio in, and you were like, you got to hear it. I mean, it's a lot funnier on the radio.
It's fascinating because Mike and Mark are these two friends. They're both just dudes who loved hair metal, and now they've grown. Now they're in the year 2000 or something, and they're realizing hair metal isn't hanging around very strongly. And, you know, they're into their early 30s, and they're like, okay, now what? Wearing the black T-shirt and growing the hair down to my rear end isn't quite working like I thought it was going to work, and...
They still hang with
I'm still living with my mom, and, you know, it's just all that.
Borrowing money from Uncle Bill.
One of them has the dream of making a motion picture, and that's the premise. Well, this is the other one. This is the other one whose, I believe, dream is that at some point Metallica will call him to join their band. And it's the phone has yet to ring, by the way. So this is Mike Schenck, who actually... His number is listed on their website. You can call the phone in his basement.
AmericanMovie.com.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And this movie you can get at Blockbuster, but we just love it because of its great sound bites that we can throw in an open. Well, occasionally we'll get a great sound bite that is way too long for an open. Just to pull the curtain back, our opens are always 3 minutes, generally. Within 10 seconds either way, 3 minutes is what they are.
So a soundbite's got to be like a minute.
So a soundbite at the most has to be a minute. Well, this is like 2.5 minutes. This would be our whole open. And we've only played it once, but it just tickles us. We reference it all the time off the air, but there's never an excuse to play it. Well, I'm not sure we have an excuse now, except we're making an excuse. We want to hear it again. But this played one time a couple years ago, and we've recreated it probably inaccurately in meetings from time to time. But
this is the... Is it Mike again?
It's Mike Schenck, and he's discussing, I believe, a drug trip gone really, really bad that landed him in the hospital. And it's just a very confusing, hard-to-follow rant.
And really, it doesn't have much to do with the documentary subject at all.
No, it's just kind of a stop down in the documentary. But join us now for 2.5 minutes of Mike Schenck's tale of drugs gone bad in his life.
And it's like the whole room is just... filled with this thick green and red web, you know, and it's coming out of Lauren, and it's coming out of the table, and it's coming out of the walls, and it's coming out of the floor, you know, and all of a sudden my face hit the table, you know, and I blacked out. So Laura dragged me outside and laid me on the grass, you know, hoping I'd wake up, you know, and then her grandma came home, who she lived with, you know, and her grandma calling ambulance, you know. So I'm laying in the hospital, passed out. They got my brain on a brain scanner, and you know how your brain's supposed to go beep, 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 beep. Well, I just went straight across, you know. And the doctor goes to my mom, he goes, I don't think your son is going to make it. Sorry, you know, I think he's going to die, you know. I don't think there's any way we can bring him, you know, wake him up or nothing, you know. So all of a sudden I smell this real strong smell, and it's smelling salts they got in front of my nose, and I start to wake up, and all I see is bright lights, and I'm like, damn, where the hell am I, you know? And then I realize I'm in the hospital, so I start checking my pockets for the acid, which they analyzed one hit. It turned out to be water paper dipped in liquid PCP with a little bit of downer in it. And they said if it hadn't have been for that little bit of downer, I would be dead. But anyways, I'm checking my pockets for the acid, you know, because I was going to drop my other three hits in the hospital, you know. And all of a sudden, my mom walks in the room, and she's holding a bag of acid like this, you know. I'm like, damn, you know, now I can't drop it. The rest of my acid in the hospital. So she flushes it down the toilet, you know. And then they kept me in the hospital another month, and they said I was the worst case they ever had, and they let me go, and I continued using drugs all the way up until a little under a year and a half ago. And that's, so I have more stories like that I could tell you too. All kinds of drug related stories. Could tell you, you know. So, I'll try and keep you awake with him tonight.
How Beavis does he sound there at the end?
Oh my God. They should do a whole documentary just on that dude's life.
And what's really cool is that everybody knew somebody in high school. Maybe not you, Bob, but everybody who went to public high school knew somebody who was like this guy.
So you don't think there was someone in my graduating class of seven like this?
Probably like the guy with the pot t-shirt and Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Just a total burnout.
I think on that website, the Mike Shank clean counters, it counts up like how many days he's been clean and everything now that he's...
Yeah, but his brain is half gone of the drug use, so he still sounds like he's Spicoli.
Can you imagine being in a hospital because you had a acid hit gone bad and then you're looking for more so you can finish it off?
And what's really funny to me is that these guys have reached such a level of celebrity that the NFL Network
has
them in a promo.
Yeah,
on regular TV, too.
If you're ever watching an NFL game or the NFL Network and you see two goofy long hairs in Brett Favre jerseys, because they also happen to be huge Packer fans who live near Milwaukee.
The one guy saying, put your cheese on your head.
Yeah, in fact, we probably have the audio even. It's they're talking about bratwurst and being a Packer fan and just the whole bit. And it's
they're like underground celebrities.
Right. They absolutely are. I don't know if you have...
And we've had Mark on our... Or Mike.
We have
Mike,
the...
Mike
the,
on our show.
We've had
Mark.
The movie maker.
We had Mark.
Mark Borchardt.
Yeah, we've had him on our show.
Have you ever seen it, Tom?
I vaguely remember this. Yeah, I think I have.
The documentary?
Yeah, because there was... Well, maybe I'm getting confused with what we play on the air, because I remember the scene when he's talking about going to the cemetery where he works as a janitor.
And he cleans up shit.
And he has to, clean up all the poop. And he decides he's got to become a movie maker then.
Well, if you want it, I can bring it in.
Yeah.
Did we find the? Did we find that audio by any chance, Dave? No.
But again, the DVD
might be Packer fan.
I buy DVDs now. Like if I see something online, or I'll go to AmericanMovie.com and go ahead and I'll just buy it, because generally $15 or $20, and my wife yells at me because this is my one thing I spend a lot of money on. Well, maybe two things. So, this is the one thing, though, that I buy online a lot. And she rolls her eyes, but I tell her, if I go rent a movie now, what is it, like $5 or something, and you get to keep it for so many days, I always keep it a week or two late, and when I return it, it's $17. you know, and then you don't get to have it. Isn't it nice the way DVDs have been packaged, and it's a nice
little
thing.
Even if you return it on time, why would you rent, say, Kill Bill for $5 if you can have it for $14?
Yeah.
It's yours. It's yours forever. Borrow it to your friends a little bit.
Or you can just borrow your friends and keep them for 6 months and never pay.
Like I do.
That's another good one.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, you need to return.
Which one do you need?
I still need the Office Christmas special that you're sitting on, and you're not even watching it. It's not that you're using it. It's just that you want to keep it from me.
That's not true, Bob.
It makes me mad.
And somebody has my Beef DVD. I don't even know if you guys have watched
it. Oh, I have
that. I watched it.
I have that. See, I think.
If anyone at the station
somebody
has ever lost a
me.
DVD, Dan has it.
I have Meredith's Bottle Rocket.
I know. You're just sitting on all of them. You don't watch any of them. They just
I will.
There.
Well, I have other ones that are jumping ahead.
You're holding them hostage.
Just bring a big box to work and send out a staff email.
Yeah.
I've got your DVD
at my desk. Come and get it.
If you're missing a DVD over the last 5 years... I have it in
well, again,
box.
It's only $14. Go buy another one.
Shut up. Bring it in. All right, so that's sports on the ticket.